You can go to the website. It's myphdweightloss.com.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we are back. Look that up when you get a chance, Ramona. I'm going to be joined by Morgan Thomas this hour, and I'll let Robert in here. We'll take a call. But let me tell you about W.O. Canty. Look, water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water under the house can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contributing to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialist is your trusted local repair in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks won't get better over time. So call Canty today, 803-373-0949, 803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, and financing if available. Cracks in your exterior or interior walls, uneven floors or doors and windows are hard to open. Call 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Tell them I sent you. It's how the deal works. Visit the website, cantycanfixit.com. That's Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, and you will thank me later. My best friend, Morgan Thomas.
Yeah, back again.
Yeah. How are you, Morgan? Yeah,
you're doing great.
Yeah, we don't have that many people who get invited back.
Well, you know, I hope I have made it to a specific place in your heart where you allow 100%. Me to return.
Yeah, yeah, you're like irreplaceable. So, now, how did you do in the bowl contest?
Did we release it yet?
No, but I don't remember looking at it. You sort of can look at who you picked and have some idea where you are. When you're doing well, Morgan, everybody knows. So I'm guessing you may be doing less than well, although I don't know that to be true.
The last time I checked, I think you were doing good, right? You had been doing really well in the bowl pick'em.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit behind you.
Yeah.
I was 13-7 through the first half. So not bad.
No.
We were both tied.
Yeah, we were tied through the first half.
So I felt good going into the second half. The second half, I haven't tallied it up yet, but you know, I've been pretty good. It's been hard to beat Brad, though. This is like the third year in a row he's been kind of
won. No, I won. What are you talking about?
You won last year?
I've won this 4 out of 7 years now. I won this year.
Well, I feel like Brad won last year.
No, I'm not talking about last year. I don't think Brad has ever done real well in the bowl contest. He doesn't like the bowl contest.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember who won last year. Ben won the year before that, but no, I came back and won this year. I've already won no matter what happens in that championship game. I'm 27-13.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's beating Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, it's Hammond Vegas. Yeah. I got very hot late. So, and I had both semifinals right. TCU and Ohio State.
Well, I didn't do very good with the semifinals. I mean, I picked Georgia. You know, they didn't clear the spread. I picked Michigan. They never had the lead. So I didn't do very good in the playoffs.
Well, you know, there's always next year, Morgan.
That's true.
Besides,
once my favorite team's out of it, I kind of lose interest. But
yeah, but now these games were all picked before that, right?
True. Morgan. I lose interest in tallying. I lose interest in a lot of things after Clemson loses.
I lose interest in tallying. That's hysterical. Now, Morgan, I bet you if you were like 17-3, you wouldn't have lost interest in tallying.
That's true. Yeah, you know, once Clemson lost to Tennessee, I mean, I really didn't even want to get out of bed. I just kind of stare at the walls. Wonder what happened to the offense.
Let's see. Let's find out. Let's find out what Morgan Thomas did here. You had Central.
Yeah, we need. Where is Amy at? We need Amy to come in and tally it up for me.
Yeah, you had Central Florida. That was not right. You had Kansas. That was right. 1-1. You had North Carolina. Good pick. 2-1. You had Ole Miss. 2-2. You had Syracuse. Good. 3-2. Florida State. 3-3. Washington. Good. 4-3. Maryland. Good. 5-3. Pittsburgh, good, 6-3. Look at you go, Morgan Thomas. Notre Dame, 7-3. Morgan, you were 7-3. That's where it all went wrong. Wyoming, 7-4. Clemson, 7-5. Kentucky, 7-6. Kansas State, 7-7. Mississippi State, 8-7. Purdue, 8-8. USC, 8-9. Utah, 8-10. Michigan, 8-11. And Georgia, 8-12.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, started out strong.
You did. You started out on the fire, Morgan. You were right there. You were right there. And then for whatever reason, everything went haywire on that back nine.
That happens to me a lot. So 8-12 with 13-7.
Yeah,
I need to still, call somebody to get that for
yeah,
me.
You're so. Still above. You're still above above water there. Yeah.
I worked out just two games above 500.
Yeah. So. All right. So, Morgan, you wanted to talk about my top 25, and it seemed to be of particular interest to you. So let's do that. Let me get Robert in here, who's been hanging forever, and we'll get this conversation. You said you're staying until 7, right? Hold on. Robert, what's going on, Robert? How are you, Robert?
I'm doing great, Walton. Hello to BF Morgan.
Yeah. Exactly.
Morgan, if you want to be Walt's BF, you might want to keep up with what he's doing in the pick contest now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I need to follow him a little bit closer.
right, quick, Walt, before I get to the football talk. Tony, what a guy. Tony, you know, that's what all the tough guys think they'll do when involved in a situation like that until they got that shotgun stuck in their ribs. And then they're on the floor quivering with everybody else.
Yeah, I think Tony's just at a point in his life where he just doesn't give a bleep. You know, I just think that's what it is. You know, he's probably thinking, you know, you know what? I'm hanging out here in the bar every day, drinking a couple of beers. I mean, you know, I've been doing this same job for 38 years. You know what? Go ahead. That's really what it is. Tony probably feels like he didn't have a lot to lose at this point, but it was hysterical. Yeah, I don't know if Morgan even knows what we're talking about. All right, go ahead, Robert.
May not. Your poll.
Yeah,
I voted for Adam Randall. I saw a lot of people voted for Antonio Williams. I think Adam Randall is a similar attitude type player is Antonio Williams. I think he's got a little dog in him as well. I think the coaches even came out and said they had to kind of rein him in a little bit. And I think that's what this receiving core needs, someone who's aggressive, who's not only going to, you know, beat you off the line and get you off of him, but they're going to go get that ball because it belongs to them. But I kind of saw a little bit of that in Randall. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I mean, I know that we've been told that. I can't say that there was anything I witnessed this year. Now, again, he's coming off a serious injury. So, you know, he deserves a grace period. I think I was just hoping for a little more at season's end.
Yeah, I was too. But, you know, they may not have been, you know. Go ahead.
Well, let me bring Morgan in on this. Morgan, I put this poll up, Morgan. I'm going to let you answer it. Ramona, give Morgan the poll, would you, please? This is in regard to a position group, Morgan, we've discussed frequently this season. Go ahead, Ramona.
All right, the question is, who will lead Clemson in receiving yards in 2023? Okay, the choices are Bo Collins, Joseph Ngata, may or may not be on the team, choose at your own risk, Adam Randall, Cole Turner, Antonio Williams, and we have a choice that says, at yet unknown transfer portal receiver.
As yet unknown transfer as portal yet. Receiver. That's my personal favorite, Morgan. But you go ahead, Morgan. Well, what's your?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and I have to pick Bo Collins on this one. I do feel like he's a pretty good number one. I don't know if Ngata is going to come back.
Yeah,
they really are full right now. There's more movement on the roster that has to happen, to be honest, especially with today's news. So I'm going to go with Bo Collins. I definitely think no one should pick the transfer portal receiver because, I mean, come on, you're just – that's
Morgan,
a no.
Boy, you know, I said yesterday, I said the one team in the whole country who you know is not tampering is Clemson.
That's right. You know, at least they maybe they should do the opposite and start a team of people who are going to investigate tamperers if they're not going to do it themselves.
That's right. Now, you know, the problem, Morgan, is Bo Collins was the near unanimous answer last year. This past season.
Yeah.
I mean, when I asked that question, he was the near unanimous answer. And he had, what do you have, like 22 catches?
Yeah, he needs to be the answer if they're going to be any kind of threat in the passing game in 2023.
I sort of agree with that, but I have concerns. I mean, one of my concerns is that honestly, I don't think he was healthy in the spring. I don't think he was healthy in the fall, and he wasn't healthy during the regular season.
Well, I understand that, but this is football at the elite level in college. And you're going to be dealing with injuries when you go to the NFL as well. These guys have got to start figuring out how to play through these aches and pains. Yeah. If you don't have your leg cut off or your ligaments torn, strap it up, man.
Yeah,
and Bo Collins, I'm not going to knock it on him because he did try to come back in the, I believe it was the North Carolina game. He did try to come back. Or the game before that, the South Carolina game, he did try to come back, and it didn't work out. But that's the kind of fire you need. I mean, these guys got to start playing through it.
Look, I've said this before regarding Joseph Ngata, and I think he did this year. You have to understand the difference between injury and pain. And I think that there are things that you just have to play through, I'm not sure that you can say Bo Collins did that. I'm not sure. I don't think 22 catches says he did that. Again, he was injured in the spring, the fall, and the regular season. That concerns me. That's a long period of time to be injured. I was worried about this in the spring. I voiced this concern in the spring. I voiced the concern that, this guy's supposed to be DJ Uiagalelei's number one target, and he's not there. He's not available. And so I was worried about that. And I continued to be worried about it in the fall. And then the season happened, and it was proven out why I was right to be worried about it. You know, again, 22 catches, not going to get it done. Not going to get it done. I mean, he's got to be a 1,000-yard receiver for you. Yeah, Robert, last word, Robert. I'll let you go.
Well, I had another question. I know I'm not in the BF club.
Go ahead.
You were talking about the offensive, the offensive line.
Yeah.
How many true freshmen are we going to see in the 2D? Maybe even start. I think there may be one true freshman that starts in Sewell. And I'm not so sure that we're not going to see multiple true freshmen, especially if they get that kid out of the lower state. Oh, my God, what is his name? Cam Pringle.
Yeah.
If he commits, I mean, that's a good player, too. You've watched all the film. How many of these guys are going to contribute? Walt, I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. Look, I think Sewell is the best offensive player in the class. I think he's the best offensive lineman I've seen Clemson recruit in a decade. Having said that, you know, it's still a big adjustment. So I'm going to wait and see on that. I think a lot depends on whether Lincecum takes over the center position or not, which I think could well be the case. And if he does, then we'll see. But I think Sewell is a ready-made interior offensive line prospect who has the capacity to start from day one, not at center. I think it's too much for a Frost to come in at center and start right away. But perhaps at one of the guard spots, I think that's possible. Because, on the signing day class analysis, Morgan, my two favorite players were Peter Woods on defense, which is a no-brainer, and my favorite offensive player was Harris Sewell, who I think is, as I said, I think he's the best offensive line prospect to come to Clemson in a decade.
I think that for me, I didn't pick Sewell. I picked Vezina just because he looks like a guy that could fit in the offense and push Cade Klubnik immediately. The kind of plays that he ran and that I see in his film look just almost identical to what Dabo and Streeter want to do. Take that for what you will, but I think he could be the most prepared freshman, at least from a scheme and playbook side of things. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do coming in the spring. And I know he's been kind of the leader in this class in recruiting. And you really want that from your quarterback, trying to get these guys rallied in to come in. He became friends with Burley and Woods early on, Hoffler as well, and really helped solidify. Got guy like Noble Johnson, who was in the Under Armour All-American game, and Noble seems to be a guy who is one of those aggressive type wide receivers that likes to work out, and he's got, you know, the muscle mass to push guys around. So,
I think he has some good things. I think he has a chance to contribute right away, but I will be somewhat shocked if Cade Klubnik is not the starting quarterback for this football team next year and beyond. I think that's how it will play out. But Sewell to me is, we'll continue this conversation on the other side. We're late. Len, I'll get to you as well. I'm joined by Morgan Thomas this hour, maybe beyond. We'll see. Quick break. We'll be right back.
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex, taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see them at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800.
It's time for you to come meet the newest and best deli in Greenville, Clayton's Deli in the Overbrook area on East North Street. At Clayton's, Chef Austin makes house-made pastrami, house-made roast beef, and more to give you the most delicious sandwiches, burgers, Cubans, Philly cheesesteak, and other mouth-watering sandos, both hot and cold, and all the classic deli sides you want. There's also a weekly soup special to help warm you up on these cold days. And with your New Year's resolutions, any sandwich can be made into a salad. Come give us a try. Clayton's Deli and the Pound Cake Man. Just delicious.
I studied Spanish in college and never got fluent, but then I tried Babbel.
Want the most effective way to learn another language? In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons will have you learning another language in as little as 3 weeks.
Babbel is all conversation-based, so it gets you speaking quickly about things you actually talk about in the real world.
You'll really see a difference in how you can speak and how conversational you can be in just a few weeks.
Babbel isn't just lessons. You can listen to podcasts, play games, watch videos. You can even take live online classes with a language teacher. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel.
The lessons online and in the app make it easy to learn from pretty much anywhere. University studies have shown that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a semester of college Spanish. If you want to learn a new language, there's no better way than Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Built to last and rock-solid resale value. Just two of the many reasons to own a Toyota. And the place to buy your Toyota? Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson. For over 70 years, Ralph Hayes Toyota has been delivering great value and service while setting themselves apart from the competition. And they're the oldest Toyota dealer in South Carolina. For new, used, or certified pre-owned Toyotas, find them at Ralph Hayes Toyota, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263. Or online at CantyCanFixIt.com.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift that keeps on giving. Testosterone replacement from Low Country Mail. Our concierge TRT plans are around $7 a day and include testosterone, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. We also offer Wegovy semaglutide plans. Wegovy reduces cravings, lowers A1C, and increases metabolism. The results are amazing. Say no to beta male energy, say no to dad bods, and say no to food cravings with TRT and Wegovy. Make men men again. Book today. LowCountryMail.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
We're your sports psychologists. Taking your calls on the Vibe Broadband phone lines all day. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
Walt Tiptula, we are back. Road Rage. We'll be rejoined by Morgan Thomas in a second. I'll get to Len as well. Let me tell you about First Class Haul. Haul's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like First Class Haul. All their techs have 15 to 35 years worth of experience with these makes and models. You know, this is one of your most important possessions. I mean, I just stop selling for average. You don't say, honey, let's go out to dinner. I know a really average place that serves a really pedestrian steak, do you? No. Why would you take your car and settle or truck and settle for pedestrian? Stop. Go where they give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. How about this? Happy New Year 2023, new year, new perks, introducing a limited lifetime warranty on parts. Go to the website, firstclasshaul.com, and find out about that. Also, right now, all locations, book now. First Class Haul extreme winter inspection. Be ready for the extreme cold winter temperatures, only $99.95. I mean, this is a laundry list. It would take me all day to read this. But trust me, you do not want to be stuck in the kind of weather we experienced like a week ago. You do not want to be stuck in that. So get your vehicle in for that. Get that done. Trust me, you'll thank me later. All locations, free First Class Haul roadside hazard. Get free warranty coverage with any tires purchased from First Class Haul in the month of January. All locations, be confident on the road at night. Headlight restoration, normally $152.95, now just $99.95. Book that now. And all locations, the great Michelin deal on the Cross Climate 2 and Cross Climate CUV products. Get up to $120 via Visa reward card or virtual account when you buy a set of four new Michelin Cross Climate 2 tires. Trust me, you'll thank me later. It's First Class Haul, three locations, Greenville, Anderson, and the Cherrydale location, now 1 year old to serve you. And the Anderson location is going to move soon. We'll be telling you about that. All right, put Morgan back up if you will, Ramona. And Morgan, you still with me?
I'm here.
All right, we need to get to some top 25 stuff, which we will in 1 minute. Let me get Len in here quick. He's been hanging on for a long time. Len, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. So now that it looks like Hamlin's doing better, I'm going to get back. I was out of respect. I wasn't going to talk about the NFL, but think I can do that today.
Yes, we're back to Dallas going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was going to say, just for your best friend here, what is his name, Morgan, and for you, on February 12th, it's going to be the best day of the year for me because my Dallas Cowboys, around the stroke of midnight, are going to be Super Bowl champions. So I don't care if Rodgers comes to Dallas, if they go to play the washed-up old man Brady, they're going to – Hurts is hurt now. It's going to be a cupcake walk through the NFC, and then we're going to get to play whoever they want to put us up against in the AFC, and this is Dallas's year. So, Morgan, you haven't heard me a lot on here, but this is a lock. So if you're a gambling man or whatever, go ahead and take Dallas to win the Super Bowl. So that's my take on Dallas.
Yes.
So now as far as Clemson, their defense has gotten some great news this past couple days.
Oh, yeah.
With Rook and Tyler Davis coming back and Maskell and Xavier Thomas, Phillips, and I'm trying to think of the other guy back there, Sheridan Jones. Yeah, the reason that's so important is with all the young guys coming in, that's a buffer for them next year to work those guys in. I think Peter Woods, I don't know if he'll be a starter, but I think he's going to play a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about the other five defensive linemen. Some of them need at least a year to get bigger and stronger. As far as Cade Klubnik, there's absolutely a 0% chance he's not the starting quarterback next year. As far as receivers, and this is the last thing I'll say, I don't know if Nagata is coming back, but it seems like him and Klubnik have a little bit of chemistry. If I was him, I would not go pro. I would come back and play, but I'm going to leave it at this. Freshmen usually don't make an impact coming in at receiver unless you're Sammy Watkins. Even Marvin Harrison Jr. wasn't what he was last year as he is this year. Right now, Clemson's going to do no better than they, and I'm a huge Clemson fan. I live and breathe Clemson. Until they get a transfer portal guy that can run like that Arian Smith or whatever his name was for Georgia, or I think Clemson tried to recruit him and Marvin Harrison Jr., until we upgrade, I don't feel confident in any of these guys. Everybody you put on that list, there's no one I'm looking at saying, that's a first-round NFL pick or a second-round NFL pick. They better get their butts in gear in the transfer portal and get one or two guys, or they will lose three or four games next year too, because this is an offensive game now, like you always say.
Yep.
Period. After what I saw in the playoffs and in college football in the bowl season, Clemson is nowhere close to any of the elite teams on offense. So, Streeter, you're on notice too. You got one more year. You better get your act together too.
Thank you, Len.
Take care.
All right, Morgan, I'll let you comment on that.
Oh, man. Well, I don't see there being any room for anybody in the transfer portal.
93rd, Morgan, in explosive place. 93rd. 130 teams in the country. Clemson was 93.
Yeah, I mean, they need it. That's for sure. And I do agree that Ngata seems to do better when Cade is in the game for whatever reason, obviously.
Or when you play North Carolina and Tennessee's pass defense.
I mean, I don't know. I do feel like that Cade is able to put the ball where it needs to be a little bit more accurate than DJ and in a different timing. He gets the ball out just as fast as Sam Howell does. And I think that makes a huge difference in the timing of and where the ball is caught in the route.
Again, maybe, but you're also, as I said, you're going up against arguably the two worst pass defenses in the country.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, but it's still one of those things where I feel like that there's positive signs compared to what you had where DJ seemed to really not be on the same page with Ngata.
I think we forget about some things. Like, I think we forget about the fact that the best game a quarterback played for Clemson this year was DJ against Wake Forest. And without him, there's no way Clemson wins that game. They're down 14 in the third quarter, couldn't stop them at all. And it was he who rallied the team and threw for, what, five touchdown passes in that game? I don't know. I just think there are a lot of issues. You have a pocket passing quarterback, you better have weapons. I mean, I think there was an effort to square peg round hole this thing all year. You wanted to make the guy who should have been throwing 50 times into a runner, and you wanted to make the runner into a thrower.
Well, I mean, it does seem like since Cade Klubnik got into the game that the offense has completely changed, and it goes back to something that we've talked about, which is Clemson says they have an identity, but it's concerning that they just completely changed everything when Cade became a quarterback. As you mentioned, DJ was a certain way. They treated him a certain way, and it was almost opposite of his strength. Now they're doing Cade the opposite and really just matching up to the other team across the field instead of actually having an identity that they want to run. It's just, okay, where do we think we can beat the other team? You know, okay, let's pass it 53 times, 54 times, instead of actually doing what they're good at and what they've built on all season. You know, they completely changed the script. They weren't even running the ball on second down. Statistically speaking, they have been running on second down more than any other team in the country and having more success than any other team, and yet they decided to turn into a just all-passing team. I understand you're playing Tennessee, but you have your strengths. You don't just forget about them because you change quarterbacks. And
Morgan, are you not concerned about the self-fulfilling prophecy nature, though, what you're suggesting? For example, a caller the other day, Slooper, I thought brought up a good point. I actually heard this on my way in, and it was something that I had suggested before. At the start of this year, I heard a lot of people saying, well, you know the one thing you can do is run the football. Well, run the football is not going to get you anything long term. This is a school that was known as wide receiver U. You keep running the football, and you can forget about being wide receiver U, and you're not going to have any of the playmakers you need to win this game, because that's not how this game is played anymore. And so his suggestion was that he was glad to see Clemson throw 50 times, regardless of whether you win or lose, because you at least start to show again that you're willing to throw the ball and perhaps become more attractive again to wide receiver recruits. Because, Morgan, this is a school throughout its heyday who has lived off great receivers, and you haven't had anybody. Just to clarify on what Len said, there is no Clemson receiver right now who would be anywhere close to a top 100 wide receiver in this draft or any other draft.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they've come a long way from downward from what we saw in the past, where I was looking at it, you know, this Clemson team used to have 6 and 7 players in the first and second team, all ACC on offense alone.
I heard you make that point. I think I read that you made that point. Well, I don't know. Maybe I heard it. No, you're on the morning. I definitely didn't hear it. I think that's a really good point. Go ahead. Expound on that.
Well, and a lot of it was the offensive line. I mean, they if you really think about it, and I hate to bring this up, but everybody talks about Jeff Scott. Well, if you look at Jeff Scott and Robbie Caldwell last year, their farewell recruiting class, neither one of those classes has helped this team at all. Most of those guys have gone or quote, still in development 3 years later. And so that's a big concern. Those guys leaving did not recruit guys that could hang with the guys that they had recruited in the past. Clemson at one time, I believe, drafted all 5 of their starting offensive linemen. And now, you know, you're having to patchwork your offensive linemen, and the guys that you did bring in still, again, like I said, 3 years later, have yet to even be seen outside of a spring game. And so they've got to get better on both fronts, offensive lineman, wide receiver. I can see where throwing the ball more would be more exciting maybe to the high-profile wide receivers out there. I still argue that, you know, a lot of that has to do with the NIL. But it is a good sign to see that Clemson is willing to get back to a more prolific passing offense. But it did, you know, it cost you the game.
Yeah. But, you know, long-term, beyond that one game, I mean, this is how you win. I mean, we just had 2 national semifinal games in which nearly 200 points were scored. This stuff about defense, Nick Saban told people about this several years ago. He said, stop. This is not how you win. You win on offense. You win with playmakers on the outside. That's what this game is about. I mean, you look at the Marvin Harrisons or the Quentin Johnsons. I mean, you know, that's what this game is about now. And you have to have those guys. And when you do, when you have those guys, unless they get hurt, as and George has been really lucky the last 2 years in that Jameson Williams had to leave a game in which he was torching Georgia again after he torched them the first time. And then this year with Marvin Harrison leaving with Ohio State up 12, I mean, if those guys don't get hurt, there are no national titles for Georgia. And as great as Georgia's defense has been, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter. They you can't defend that. You know, we saw it with 2019 LSU. You know, Maury, in 2019, LSU became the first team in maybe in history that won the national title with a defense that was ranked below 20. They were ranked in the mid-30s. They basically proved that if you have the best offense in the country, it doesn't matter what your defense is. Then the following year, Alabama did the exact same thing. Number one in the country in offense, mid-30s on defense. And, you know, and that's what we're seeing in the evolution of this game. I mean, you have to have explosive plays. I mean, that whole Michigan-TCU game was up and down the field like 50, 60 yards at a chunk for much of it. And that's the way the game is played now. And, you know, I've said this a million times. If you are not capable of scoring 40 points or more at what I call the end of the rainbow games, then you have no chance. And that's how you actually have to determine where you are. You know, for example, Clemson just scored 14 points against a depleted Tennessee team. Now, Clemson moved the ball up and down the field, and there were some other factors there, but you've got to be able to score 40 points or more against the best teams in the country to have a chance to compete in the playoffs. And it was proven this year again because every team in the playoffs scored more than 40 points.
And, you know, I recently looked at a stat on Twitter from
Ramona's waving at me. Hold that thought. We're going to come to your Twitter stat in 1 second. Don't go anywhere. Hold that thought. Quick break.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
At Ingles, we know the ever-present struggle of, what am I going to make for dinner this week? That's why we started the Ingles Table. It's a website that brings the best chefs and food experts right into your kitchen. You can sort through hundreds of recipes for every occasion, watch how-to videos, and print shopping lists to take to the store. It's all waiting for you at ingles-markets.com. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantyconfixit.com.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
This weekend, the Clemson Tigers are headed up north to Pittsburgh as they take on the Pitt Panthers. A tough road environment at Peterson Event Center, and the Tigers look to come back home victorious. Broadcast begins with a pregame show at 3:30. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
where every day is game day.
Uncompromising quality, reliability, comfort, and safety. Toyota trucks, SUVs, and cars deliver those attributes, and you'll find them at South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer, Ralph Hayes Toyota. Whether it's a pre-owned or new Toyota, Ralph Hayes Toyota delivers the goods. Built on their over 70 years as a family-owned dealership, see the state-of-the-art Ralph Hayes Toyota pre-owned store, as well as the flagship store in Anderson on Clemson Boulevard. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Doug. Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Your game day connection to Clemson football. All day, every game. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Dip Tula Road Rage, we are back. Let me get back to my best friend, Morgan Thomas. All right, Morgan, we are back. We've gone real far in my top 25, Morgan.
Yeah, I thought that's what I was calling in about.
Well, you know.
You're starting to sound like me as a host.
Yeah. Hey, look, listen. This is live radio, all right? That's how live radio works. I don't ever do anything that's off script, so. Never have, never will, because that sucks. So we play it by ear, Morgan, and we've been more on Clemson football than anything else. How concerned are you, Morgan? I don't know if we really touched on this. I guess we did a little bit. How concerned are you about left tackle?
Well, the left tackle position is kind of an unknown. I mean, you're hoping that Tristan Lee is going to be ready.
Yeah.
But you really don't know. You haven't seen much of him. He's a designated backup there.
Yeah.
And then Marcus Tate, the guy that also filled in that spot, is injured, and so having to come back. And then you don't really have another option after that other than maybe Blake Miller. But I mean, he's struggled in his first year at right tackle. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think you keep him at right tackle and try and figure out the other, but I think it's a big concern because, we know McFadden's not an NFL prototype at left tackle. I expect pro teams to try and move him to center if he has a chance there, because I think that's the only NFL position his body type fits. But he anchored that position for 2 years and really, for a guy his size, did a remarkable job. You didn't really have to worry about that this year, but you're going to have to worry about that next year.
I think that, really Tristan Lee really is the guy that needs to step up. The guys that they've recruited to put in that position have to do it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And again, I'm still concerned about receivers. I mean, this to me is about talent. I mean, and when you compare your receivers, even without Jackson Smith and Jigba, but, God forbid you add him to the Ohio State list and you look at the Ohio State receiving room compared to, for example, the Clemson receiving room. I mean, which of those guys for Clemson could play for Ohio State? That's a problem. And that's how the game is won. That's what worries me. I mean, I think a more mature Cade will help. He obviously wasn't ready to play this year. I mean, it was proven beyond doubt. But I think a more mature Cade with the ability to extend plays, not, you know, abandon the pocket, not happy feet, but a settled down, more mature Cade, I expect is going to do really good things. And his ability to extend plays will help create more big plays, more explosives, but you still have to have the players, you know, and it would be wrong to put all that on him as a first year starter too. So my concerns right now with the offense are, how you fix left tackle and still the receivers. I don't feel particularly confident in any of those guys except Antonio Williams, who I think is a proven slot quality receiver.
Yeah, there was information from Sports Info Solutions on Twitter that looked at the ACC passing success, or really the passing success for every conference. And Clemson was 7th overall in passing success before and after the catch. But if you look at before the catch and route running and ability to get open, they were 11th out of 14 and when evaluated in that situation compared to other ACC teams. So the fact of the matter is we know that they're not getting open in their routes and they're not creating that separation, and they have to. They relied a ton on these short passes behind the line of scrimmage when there is an advantage because the defender is not there already. And in using that to get into space, they didn't rely on guys just in the route getting into space. One thing I do like is that I see Tyler Brown from Greenville High School. He has film where he has this burst ability in his route. And that's maybe something that Clemson can take advantage of. But I agree with the caller too, Lynn. You know, it's a lot to put on a freshman. And Clemson's going to have to rely on young guys. If Dabo Swinney's not going with the portal, which he really can't even this year, I mean, this team is getting younger because the older guys are moving on. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe Clemson needs that youth, needs that new blood in there that maybe is hungrier and maybe even more talented. Who knows?
Well, you know, look, Brown ran, I think a personal best 10.82, I believe. And to give you a comparison, I think Antonio Williams' personal best was like 11.25. So Brown is faster than Antonio Williams. I've said this all year. I mean, I was concerned about the speed. Antonio Williams is a short area quickness guy. I mean, his 40-yard speed is probably 4.55 in a laser timing. I think Brown is probably closer to 4.45, 4.47, 4.8, somewhere in that range. And he may be able to help. My worry, though, Morgan, is Clemson's collecting some slot body types, and I'm still worried about the outside guys.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something really at both of those key positions in getting an elite guy, wide receiver, running back together. They've got to start competing with these teams. You know, I've been reading a lot about frustrations in recruiting, and one of the things is Brian Hartline at Ohio State has just been kicking Clemson's butt on the recruiting trail. And he's an Ohio State guy, so he's not, you know, it's going to be very hard to, you're going to have to compete with him. And he's making it very tough on Clemson, and they're losing those battles against him. And you can see what's happening. I mean, they're lighting up the scoreboard up there in Ohio State. And so, as you mentioned, I mean, I'm watching the playoff games, and I'm like, you know, I really don't think Clemson can hang with offenses like this. I mean, Clemson couldn't hang with Tennessee either. And, you know, some people responded to me, well, Morgan, you know, they're beating them in the box score. And I said, well, you know, there's plenty of teams that have an L against Tennessee and beat them in the box score. Yeah. These teams are built differently. They don't care about the box score. I mean, Tennessee hung 56th on Vanderbilt and only had the ball for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So these teams can score quick, fast, and in a hurry, and Clemson's got to figure out how they're going to do that too.
Yeah, again, This game is all about explosive plays. I mean, if you chart any of the analytics on any conventional drive, the chances of scoring go up 2 to 3 times when you have like one explosive play in a drive. And if you don't have any, it's almost impossible. If you're talking about going 80 yards or something in 16 plays, you can almost forget that. Too many things go wrong when that's your game. I mean, you take one motion penalty. If that's your game is 4 yards at a time or 5 yards at a time, you take one motion penalty, one false start, one pre-snap penalty, and you can forget it. You know, that's why you need explosive plays. I mean, I remember Bob Stoops talking about this like 20 years ago, that the game was all about explosive plays, and it is even far more true today. And again, all those numbers showed it. You know, I don't know what Clemson wound up, but towards the end of the year, that number was 93 for Clemson's offense and 44 for Clemson's defense. Neither of those are where you need to be if you want to compete at the top of the game. I mean, you might be able to win the ACC, but you're not beating those teams with those kind of weapons if you don't have similar weapons.
And it's not even like, I mean, people say, well, the play calling and needs to get better. And it, when you watch what works against Clemson, which is one of the top defenses, the plays aren't just, you know, out of really, really crazy plays that are very difficult. A lot of these plays, a lot of these big plays, especially the ones at Georgia, Ohio State, are just one guy beating another guy.
Yeah.
Doing a double move and going. And that doesn't take a lot of
talent wins,
skill Morgan. From the play caller to do that.
No, talent wins. I mean, you know, everyone who's complained about this coaching staff this year, trust me, if you had, Deshaun Watson out there throwing to, like, Mike Williams, no one would be talking anything.
Well, I went and did the passing chart. You know, I've been doing passing charts on Twitter. Yeah. I did the passing chart. I did the passing chart for the 2013 Ohio State Clemson game in the Orange Bowl in commemoration for the Orange Bowl. And you know that Chad Morris had passed the ball behind the line of scrimmage 19 times. And I think almost all of them were to Sammy Watkins, and he got a first down in almost every one of them.
That's right.
I mean, when you have a guy like Sammy Watkins, it doesn't matter where you throw it. You could throw it 27 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and he's going to get a first down. You got to have guys like that. That was my question to Mickey on Thursday is Clemson one explosive wide receiver away? And most of the response was, no, they need even more than that. And that's what kind of concerns me, too, is the offense has dropped even further than just needing that one explosive guy. That's definitely what they need.
Morgan, this team had guys like Martavis Bryant was like wide receiver 4.
Right. None of these guys that right now would, I mean, Antonio Williams might be the 5th best guy on a team like that.
Right. I mean, that's where this team was at that position. And again, you know, when a guy like Nick Saban, one of the best defensive football minds of the modern era, tells you, as he did a couple of years ago, that you can forget the defense, that you can put any defense you want out there. If you have wide receiver talent and explosive players, you can score 50 points on them. That's the way the game is played now. When a guy like that tells you that, then you ought to pay attention to it. And that is clearly where we are. And it gets more clear every single season. So, other than the quarterback, the next most important position in football is wide receiver. And when Nick Saban is telling you that, again, I think you can trust him on it. And he certainly knows it because he's done everything he can. When he can't groom him and raise him up, he goes and steals him, like Jameson Williams and the kid from Louisville this year just didn't play because he was hurt. But, and you saw the difference. I mean, you have a guy like Jameson Williams, it changes the whole game. I mean, he torched Georgia the first time, and he was doing it again in the national championship game when he got hurt on a 40-yard gain. Hey, Morgan Thomas, it was great speaking with you, Morgan. I'll actually tell you who the top 25 is. So you stay tuned, Morgan. We'll talk about it later on Twitter or something. Hey, it's a great job there, Morgan Thomas.
Yeah, have a good night. Thank you.
Excellent work. Well done. Thank you. Good contribution to the program today, Morgan Thomas. Angry Lawyer, you come
on. WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Your Pie Clemson is hiring for their new location at Dockside, convenient to Clemson, Seneca, Pendleton, or Central. If you're looking for a fun, energetic work environment with free food, come join the team. Many full-time and part-time positions available with quick advancement into leadership roles. Learn all the details of running your own business. Apply now at yourpie.com/careers to be a